Psalm 16:6. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Amen. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Amen. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Amen. Amen. I thank God for the heritage of holiness that I have. Amen. Look around you. What's taking place today? I'm going to tell you, you have a goodly heritage. Amen. Amen. We have a great heritage that God has blessed us with and moved amongst us. Amen. When we think about, amen, what God has done for his people, what God was doing last night, amen, and what God is doing today, amen, I can say, yay, I have a goodly heritage. Amen. Amen. I thank God for the heritage that I have. But I'm going to ask you something. What will you do with your heritage? What will you do with your heritage? Will you let it go by the wayside? Will you count it as nothing? Or will you count it as a blessing? Amen. And something to hold dear to your heart. Amen. How will you count your heritage this morning? Just quick, I don't want to be, just take too long here. I have been in this situation before. And there's times it's good to preach and there's times it's not. Amen. I just want to obey God. Amen. Amen. In Genesis chapter number 25 and the 29th verse, Jacob sawed pottage and Esau came in from the field. He was faint. Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he sware to him. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Man, we read over here, amen, in Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 16. Amen. He said, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who, amen, listen, for one morsel of meat, sold his birthright. For you know how afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he would have got it. He would have got the blessing of God. He would have been the one that got the blessing. Amen. He was rejected, for he found no place of repentance. Amen. Though he sought it carefully with tears, it did not mean anything to Esau, his heritage. I'd like to ask you, what are you going to do with your heritage today? Amen. He was the brother was exhorting, trying to get somebody to move. Amen. And there's probably a many here. Amen, this morning that God dealt with to move, step out. No doubt there was many, Brother Randy, God talked to here this morning to step out. What are you going to do with your heritage this morning? Amen, what are you going to do with it? Amen, are you going to turn it away like Esau? Or will you grasp it and say, I'm going to hold it dear to my heart. I'm going to hold it dear. I need the blessings of God. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Saul could have been, we could have read different about Saul, but we don't, do we? Even after God changed his heart, we don't read any different about Saul than what we got today, because he didn't cherish it. He could have been a great king. Great king. Eli's sons, we could have read great things about. We could have read great things about Eli's sons and how Eli taught them to do right. Amen. But because them, they were foul, and Eli restrained them not. And the Bible said, and ere the lamp of God went out into the temple. Amen. We read of a different thing about them, not was of blessings, but that the curse of God fell on them. And the ark of God was taken because, amen, they despised their heritage. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They despise their heritage. What will you do with it? I tell you, I want to count this a blessing and an honor. When the Spirit of God comes by, like he did this morning, amen, and it's touching and it's still blessing, I want to count it an honor to get him to come by and visit with us because of the heritage we've had and the move of God that we've seen here. I want to keep it a-flowing. I want to keep it dear, the heritage. You see, I was raised up in North Georgia. And a lot of you know Brother Eugene, which is my uncle. And man, he tells some stories. I get to listen to Brother Lou. You know about Galilee over there, and Brother Larry's over there now, but he gets to telling about those days over there, how the power of God fell, and I just sit there and eat it up. Just like a baby chicken, feed me. Feed me. Amen, this is what I need. I'd hear him tell about how God moved in a mighty way there, how he called it a powerhouse for God. Amen. I got over there and built a church over at Bethel. And I'm going to tell you, I've been blessed to see great moves of God. Great moves. Amen. Back in 89, brother, amen, God dealt with my heart. I found me an altar and I prayed through. Now this is part of my heritage. Not something I was born in the natural, but something I was spiritually born in. For he said, you must be born again. Grafted in. Grafted in. Brother, now I'm a part of this church. Yeah, I believe I'm somebody looking at somebody that's a part of the church. Hey, amen. It has a great heritage to uphold and to keep. Hey, amen. And to keep our children seeing the power of God. Hey, amen. Moving in our churches. You know, I've seen it. I've had a blessing to see it. See God move. I'm going to read one more. David wanted to move or build a house for the Lord, but he couldn't. because he had shed blood. His hands shed blood. But he said, you know, I'm glad, David, it was in your heart. It was in your heart to do it. But your son, he's going to do it. He's going to build me a house. And I thought, I got to reading here. Solomon began to build the house of the Lord, and it was furnished. And how he brought all the things and the instruments that David, his father, had dedicated to the temple. Got it all right. Brought the ark of God in. You know, Solomon could have said, I ain't going to have no part of this. He said, I'm going to be a part of this heritage. God put it in his heart. I'm going to build it. Listen. He got the Levites in, the singers. They got to worshiping God, sending up praises. I'm going to tell you, those that hold their heritage near, this is what happens. 2 Chronicles chapter number 5, verse number 13. And it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound, to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instrument and music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. That then, listen, the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord have filled the house. You know what I was seeing around here last night? And I was feeling the glory of the Lord. I was feeling the glory of the Lord this morning. How is it with you? What are you going to do with your heritage? Amen. What are you going to do with it? Brother Jim asked you to move. The blessings is here. What are you going to do with it? How are you, amen, going to treat God? How are you going to serve him? Will you throw him by the wayside? Or will you say, I'm going to embrace it? Like Solomon. Now I'm going to do something. I'm going to do something. I'm going to do something for God. And I'm going to build. And brother, I know your uncle pretty well. I've been knowing him for a while. You said you talked about that. I'm going to tell you something. It ain't got to be you as nephew. But they can talk about you and say how great of a man you was. How you kept the heritage here. The heritage of holiness. Upheld the bloodstained banner. For a dying and lost world to see. Amen. And kept the Spirit of God burning in his heart. Amen. And in his life. And preached the gospel. Yeah. That ain't Brother Neil's nephew no more. Brother Jim. Brother Gene, they could talk about you, son. Man, you've been friends a long time. Amen. He moved up there and got a part of us, then had to move back home. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, brother. They can talk about you in a way that said, you know, I remember Brother Gene. And them younger ones, you know how you was talking about some of them I was listening to, how you said you was younger, brother, how you was running around here and you'd hear a lady sing You know, Sister Joyce, and you, but after a while you got older. You got saved, and you out there in the dining hall was cooking, got a work to do, out there cooking. Said all of a sudden you heard a voice. Who was it? Sister Joyce. She was singing. Woo. She was singing. You said it sounded like what? Sounded like home. Hey man, she kept her heritage going. Hey man, she kept the Spirit of God going. That's why it sounds familiar to him. Hey man, she kept the Spirit of God a burning. And as she was singing, hey man, he began to feel it. Keep having camp meetings. Brother Jim, keep getting up here and taking over. That's all right. That's perfectly fine. I didn't have to preach this morning. Matter of fact, I done resided not to. Hey, man, I done. Yeah, that's fine, perfect. I ain't got to preach, but I'm going to tell you something. You can be a great person for God, or you can be one just like a lot of other people that has faded away. You can be like the ones that's found in Hebrews chapter number 11, that great faith chapter. Or you can be like the ones that Saul, we read about, who died an awful death. How is it with you?
Amen. I thought, and we're going to pray, I thought last night, service was going so good.